Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and once again, I'm joined with Randy Hankins, who is the chairman of our board, and he is in a series about really knowing who Christ is and walking in Him in a correct, walking with Him in a correct way. And so, we've talked about the first element of that relationship with God is really knowing who God is. We talked about all in commitment last week, and then this week we talked about our problem with sin. And so I told
big problem.
I told you that I really appreciated your sermon title because I think sometimes your sermon title was a big problem sin, but there's a bigger solution, Christ. And I think that's that was a really encouraging title even for me, because I think just from the get go, my struggle with sin, and I think it's the people's struggle with sin, can sometimes seem so overwhelming that there doesn't seem to be like that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. There's no solution for
it. Doesn't seem like we have hope.
But Christ is that. So kind of talk us through maybe your sermon a little bit. You know, how did it start? What are you thinking about in regards to your sermon? There's a couple of things that I'll point out too, but maybe talk about that.
Yeah, that was really, you know, as really examining, self-examining part of the reflecting part of the sermon. I know you like when I bring in my series title.
That's right. Yeah.
Is really the hard look at ourselves and realizing that sin is a problem. Mm. But we can't do it our own. That's the, you know, that's the perfecting part, to be mature, complete. If we want to be there, we have to realize that it's in Christ's power. And so there's the hope.
Right, right. And you also, one of your base, I know that you were in a number of passages to establish your point, but one of your base texts too is out of Matthew chapter 11, and that's the call of Christ, where He says, come to Me. You know, come to Me. So maybe talk a little bit about, you know, the idea of what Jesus was saying there, especially in regards to the yoke and being fitted to Him personally, I guess.
Right. We didn't spend a lot of time this week on the call to salvation, which is really in there, to come to Me. Mm-hmm. Because a big assumption I've made for this series is that we desire to follow God over anything else. Mm-hmm. And kind of evoking that response within us to then really look at ourselves. So then when we get to the yoke, you know, the idea that it is a partnership. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy road. The Christian life and the call of Christ, you know, to carry our cross and to do the things in the Sermon on the Mount is hard to do.
Yeah.
But we have no power to do them on our own. And so when we're yoked in partnership with Christ, we have all the power through Him.
Right, yeah.
To do those things.
Right.
And that yoke fits perfectly because we can hold up under the load, because Christ does all the work if He has to, mm-hmm. in our lives.
Yeah, and it reminds me of like even the John 15 passage, like, you know, apart from Me, you can do nothing.
Yes.
You know, you're gonna need Me. So one of the encouraging things that I thought you brought up in your sermon in regards to our battles against sin is something that is very elemental that I already know, and we talked about this, but you said we need to win the battles because the war is already won. It conjures up images in my mind of the Savior's heel being, you know, snipped against, but then the serpent's head being crushed. Hmm. You know, so there's great encouragement knowing that the final victory has been won by Christ, and so that enables me and it encourages me to fight the daily battle against sin.
Yeah, why live in defeat when we're already the victor?
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's that 1 Corinthians passage in 1 Corinthians 15, like, you know, where, O death, is your victory, and where, O sin, is your sting. Like, it's, mm-hmm. it's not there anymore. It doesn't have to be there. So I think one of the things that you also said that was an encouragement to me, and you can expound on this and share more detail if you want to, but you talked about specifically having a game plan to fight against our temptations or our sins. And you gave an illustration that I thought was vulnerable and appropriate, talking about you in a relationship with some friends years ago were invited to a bachelor party, and you had to make a decision. Okay, how am I, knowing what might go on at a bachelor party, you made a decision to say, okay, how can I still be in the world but not of the world? How can I still be a light for the gospel, for Christ in this situation, and yet protect myself from sin? So can you talk about that illustration you gave yesterday? Because I thought it was very vulnerable and appropriate in what a Christ follower should do.
Yeah, and it was really illustrating that we need to have a game plan, because we know the struggle that we have with our sinful nature and its pull.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do those things. So we really need to have a game plan, help, you know, whether it's our spouse praying with us or whether it's deciding ahead of time to get out of that trouble at a certain time.
Yeah.
You know, have a game plan that we can do, knowing that it's in Christ's power. And really going back to week two with replacing the affections that we have for sin with the greater affection, which is Christ.
Right, yeah. So, and specifically in that game plan, in that situation, just not to leave everybody hanging, you talked with your wife, you prayed with your wife about it. You made a decision to leave well before the appointed time of where things would get out of hand.
Yep.
And so I thought that was very appropriate. And it reminds me of Numbers chapter 15, which you brought up.
Yeah.
Also about
the
having
tassels and the remembrance.
Things to remind us so that we can, you know, have a game plan against our own sin.
Yep. Yeah. For me, it was the straw.
The straw, the straws. Right. Yeah, you did talk about the straw. So if you didn't hear the straw story, you got to listen to the sermon in full and you can get that. Maybe for you, a personal element of your game plan could be something that I'm going to link in this podcast. It's an old Puritan book by John Owen, who wrote about the mortification of sin. It's really based off the sermon. It's based off the scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, talking about us to mortify what's living in our sinful nature, in our sinful flesh. And so I'm going to put a link to that to where you guys can find that online. And hopefully that will be an encouragement to you. So this next week, what are we going to talk about just as we end this podcast?
We're going to be talking about joy, the benefit. We talked about the big problem of sin. A big benefit is joy, and also a big reason why we go through this being dead to the world and loving Christ instead is a big benefit and a big reason, and that's joy.
So we hope to have you out this next Sunday because that's going to be good. The service will be a little bit different. We're going to end our service with a big musical worship segment that should you know, hopefully elicit joy in us as we celebrate our Savior.
Amen.
We'll see you this Sunday.